Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Piri Varifia Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tes Zion. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bahar, Tovshin Pedalet. Erev Lag Boimer, Matzoi Shabbos will be Lag Boimer, Mitzvashem. We dedicate the learning today, Lili Nishmas, Reb Mordechai Ben Rachel, whose yahrzeit is on Shabbos, the 17th of Iyar, and Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporos Mishkavoi, Yentif Radl, Bas Rabbi Shuaye, Zahavaleya, Bas Rabbi Avrom, Sipko Rivka, Bas Rabbi Hillel, all the others that need an Aliyas Nishama, and for a complete Refuah Shalema for all those that need it, the Soich Shar Chol Yisrael. Rabbi Nosson Zal begins now a subcategory of this halacha a little bit, Hilchos Ishus. Paragraph Tes Zayin, v'zeh b'chinas koyhanim levim v'yisraelim mutarim lofo yzeh bozeh, v'havlad choylei chachra zocha. The Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Ches, that a kohen levi Yisrael or a bas kohen, bas levi bas Yisrael are allowed to marry each other, and the child that's born follows the lineage of the father. U'kamay shamru b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah Kiddushin, kol mokam sheyesh kiddushin ve'en aveiro, Havlad Hoylechach Razocha. Wherever there is a holy marriage between a couple and there's no sin involved in their marrying each other, there's nothing wrong, the child that's born follows the lineage of the father. Kol Mokam Shiesh Kiddushi V'yesh Avera. However, in those cases where the Kiddushin is valid, but they violated a law in the Torah, like if a Kohen Gadol marries a widow, he's not allowed to. But the Kiddushin does take effect. Or a regular kohen marries a divorcee. Other examples the Mishnah gives, there the Kiddushin is effect. However, the child follows the lineage of the defective person. Meaning, in the case, if it were a mamzer or a nosin, things like that. And now Rav Nosson Zal goes into an elaborate, deep explanation a little on the topic of koilos, other things. Ki ikar hadvekus viskarvus l'Hashem Yisborach wal yidei koilos. The main way that we connect to Hashem, come close to Hashem, and become deeply attached to Hashem is through koilos, sounds, meaning shehim b'chinas asorah min eligina, the 10 types of song, shebohem klulam kol hakoilos shebo'ilam, which include all the different types of sounds. Sha'al yodom ikar ha'hiskarvus Yisroel avim shel ha'shamayim. And it's through this method, audio, that this is the main connection between Klal Yisroel, the Jewish people, and Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show this. Ki kol ha'tfilois v'hashilois v'tishpochois v'tchinois v'bakoshois v'iduyim v'itzvun v'fisuyim v'chol ha'sichois shodom ha'siach v'enodah in kondah v'spoidudus ha'kol kolul v'asor min enegino. Every different type of prayer, whether it's praise of Hashem, whether it's asking for things, whether it's confession, whether it's trying to appease Hashem, whether it's hispoidus, speaking to Hashem in your own language, all of it is included under this umbrella term, the asorah mina negina, the 10 types of song, shehem asorah l'shoinois, shenemar b'hem sefer tilim, which actually means the 10 types of expressions by which the chapters of Tehillim are presented. As the Gemara says in Psochim, and the first Rashi in Tehillim mentions this, Mizmor, Nitzuach, Nigun, etc. Kemavur about the Divrei Rabbeinu Zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in chapter 205, L'inyan Ho'asorah Kapitel Tehillim Shegila, regarding the 10 chapters of Tehillim, the special 10 chapters that Rabbeinu Zal revealed, Shehem Tikun Lemikra Laila, which are a tikun even for one of the worst types of sin, which the Zohar HaKadosh says there isn't a tikkun for, and Rabbeinu Zal reveal the tikkun for it. Ayin Sham, take a look over there in chapter 205. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Yodua, and this is a known fact, Shesefer Tehillim, Kol Nikol Halashonim Shel Tfila V'Tachnunim, that the book of Tehillim contains in it all the different expressions of Tfila and pleading with Hashem. Ki Roiv Sefer Tehillim, most of Sefer Tehillim is Dovra Melech crying out to Hashem, begging Hashem to save him, to help him. V'kama l'shoni shel tachnunim sheyaz resh and hisborach lasis with Sinai, and several other expressions of him pleading, begging Hashem to help him fulfill the will of Hashem. V'lotzeis me'metzulois yom shalachiras taivas oylem azev avolov, and to help him get out of the depths of all the wrong types of materialistic desires of this world. U'besoich elu hatzokos v'tachnunim shel David HaMelech l'shalom, and within all of these crying out and pleading and begging Hashem for help, he includes, he starts singing and praising Hashem every way possible. And all of these different paths that we find in the Sefer Tehillim are part of the 10 types of song, shehu bechinas asor l'shoyne shnebrem Sefer Tehillim, shebehem klulin kol habakoshois v'shirois v'tishpochois, sheoimrim kol Yisrael b'chol mokem shehen, in which is included all the different types of requests and all the different types of praise to Hashem and song that the Jewish people say everywhere. She'ikar ha'hiskarvus la'shem yisporach al yedei zeh. When Rav Nosson Zal repeats something, he knows it's extremely important and we have to hear it again, that this is the main and most important way of a Jew coming close to Hashem through these tefillos, through these koilos. U'kama she'kosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 84 in the second half of Likud Imran, da, you should know, She'ikr hiskarvus udvekus Yisroel Hashem Yisborach u'alidei ha'tefillah, that the most powerful form of a Jew coming close to Hashem and achieving a deep connection to Hashem is tefillah. Nimtza, therefore we conclude, She'ikr hiskarvus udvekus Yisroel Hashem Yisborach u'alidei b'chinas koilois ha'kedoshin shel shilois v'tishpochois u'tefillois v'tachnunim v'nigunim ezmirois. That again, the main way of coming close to Hashem is through the holy sounds of these tefillos to Hashem. Shekol zeh hu bechinas asor min enegino. All of this is included in the 10 types of song. She'al yotam ikar hiskarvus Yisroel aviv shvashu hashmayim, by which is the best and most powerful way of a Jew coming close to Hashem. Ki kol hakoilos shehem bechinas asor min enegino. Zehu bechinas chush Hashema, sheshom hargoshes hanegina v'akoilos. All of these sounds that come out of a person's mouth, especially the 10 types of song, are all related to the sense of hearing. That's how a person experiences sound, audio. Bechinas hashmea lo'oznecha ma'ashat ha'moitzini picha. As the Mishnah says in Brochas regarding Kriyashma, make sure that your ears hear the words coming out of your mouth. V'ikr yediyas v'emun ha'gdoisha al yedei b'chinas chush Hashema. And all aspects of our knowledge and realization about faith in Hashem are all through the sense of hearing. Ki shmiya b'libo talya. Because hearing is associated with the heart, listening. K'ma she'kosov, as it says in the Navi Melachim, Hashem, please give your servant a heart that listens. And as the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several places, it's there in the heart that the ability to really listen and hear is found. Shom ikr yediyas chuka samanosi isparach. And that's where the real feeling for Hashem is found. Bibechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, noida basheorim ba'alo. This is referring to the connection between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. We are referred to as Hashem's bride, and Hashem is referred to as the husband. And the pasuk says here, her husband is known to her within the gates. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, kol chad kefuman de meshayer belibe. The word sha'orim means gates, and the word l'sha'er means based on the way a person evaluates something, how a person recognizes and understands something. So the Zohar Kodesh says, each and every person, based on the degree and the manner in which that person is meshayer in their heart, the existence of Hashem, based on the manner in which we evaluate and recognize and realize the existence of Hashem in our heart. Ki zeh yodua, because this is obviously known, Shashem Yisparach Maroimom Umenuso Lamala Mikol HaMachshavos, that Hashem is way above anything we can possibly conceive, even in our mind. Ki les machshava tfisa beklal, as the Zohar Kodesh says, no human mind can grasp Hashem. Rak Hashem Yisparach Migoyvel Rachmanusoi, Sherotza Lehetiv Lenivrov, Lehatimo Miziv Nayamoi. However, Hashem, with his incredible kindness, and he wanted to be able to share with us, to be able to give us a taste of Kaviochel Hashem's sweetness, and give us somewhat of an idea about Hashem. Al kein tzimtzem atzmoi kaviochel bekama vekama tzimtzumim lein tachlis. Therefore, kaviochel Hashem constricted himself and shrank himself in all kinds of infinite ways, to infinite degrees. Ata sher hichnis hasoves alukusoi b'leiv hatzadikim amitim shebechol dor v'dor, to the point where Hashem made it possible for the true tzaddikim in every single generation to be able to have a perception, somewhat of a perception and understanding of Hashem. Kemoi ha'ovoi sakadmoinim, such as the ovoi sakdoshim Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, v'chin kol ha'tzaddikim ha'mitiyim b'chol dor v'dor, and so to all of the true tzaddikim throughout each and every generation, Shekulam zochu al yidei avoidosom ho'amitis lahasig hasogas alukus derakamat zinsumin. All of them succeeded through their serving Hashem, through their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, they succeeded in achieving different levels of understanding of Hashem via all types of tzinsumim, via all types of constrictions. V'chol zeh hu bechinas shmiya. And all of this is in the category of hearing, listening. Like someone who hears someone that's speaking, someone that's projecting. However, you cannot see the one who's speaking. As the Pasuk says, in describing what took place at Matan Torah, Koil dvorim atem shaymin, you were able to hear the words of Hashem, but you saw nothing other than the sound. This is an interesting point. The Pasuk says there, the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisroi that one of the miracles of Matan Torah was that they were able to see sound. But again, they didn't see the one who was giving off the sound. They couldn't see Hashem kaviyochel. V'afilu Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom omar harini no'es kvoidecho, and even by Moshe Rabbeinu we find that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, please show me, allow me to see your honor. V'heshiva Hashem Yisborach, Hashem responds to him, ki lo yirani hodom v'choi, no human being can see me and live. But rather, v'ro'iso es achoiroi uponai lo yiro, you'll only be able to see the back, my back, you won't be able to see my face, kaviyochel. And the Zohar HaKadosh expounds on this, what this means. The Gemara says, what's the back? The Gemara says, refers to the kesher shel tefillin, that kaviyochel, what Hashem allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to see, was the knot of the tefillin that's worn in back of the head. Obviously, this means something spiritual. It's not referring to anything physical. The ikar ha-hasoga shehisig, and whatever understanding Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand about Hashem kaviyochel was only in the form of hearing. As it says clearly in Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu would enter into the Oyel Moed, he would hear the sound. How much more so, for sure, other Nevi'im and Tzadikim, who are nowhere near as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebevadai kol hasagosam v'idiyosam hu b'chinas chush hashmir. Their perception of Hashem, their understanding of Hashem, is only within hearing, detalia beliba, which is dependent on the heart. Shehu b'chinas noida b'sha'orim balo kol chad k'vomande b'shar belibe, as we said before. As we find in the, by the Novi Chavakuk, he says, Hashem, shomati shimacho, yoresi. Hashem, I heard you, and I was filled with fear. And we know that Yira is associated with the heart. The Gemara says, dovar hamosru lelev, nema voiv yoresu melekecho. Ubifrat shar anoshim pshutim kamoinu hayoin. Now the Nosa says, and especially, if we're talking about little people, simple people like us today, shekol chiyusenu vekedushasenu ubebechinas chush hashema, our whole source of spiritual life and holiness is coming to us through the ability to hear. Shanu shoyimim lekoil avoseinu, we listen to the words, to the voice of our forefathers, shemasru lanu atorah, who gave us the Torah. Shehi ho emuna hakdoisha, which is holy faith, midor ledor, from generation to generation. Va'onu mechuyovin lishmoya bekoilom u'lekayim es kol dibrei Torah zois. And we are obligated to listen to them and to fulfill all the words of the Torah. Kama shekosov, as it says, Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Shma daika, note, listen. Ki ikru ho emuna hu bebechina shmiya. The Talia Beliba, our main faith in Hashem, in Tzadikim, in the Torah, is related to our ability to listen. V'chein b'roiv ha'psukim, ma'asir al-kiyam ha'Torah b'losh ha'shmiyah. And so too, most of the psukim in the Torah, which speak about us observing the Torah, it speaks about listening. K'ma shekosuv, lishmoya b'koiloi u'ledav kavoi, to listen to Hashem and to attach yourself to Him. Many other psukim like this. I see questions in the chat. If you follow Rabbeinu Zal's rule of going further, you're going to see the questions are all going to be addressed. Rabbeinu Zal points out that when Yeshaya Hanavi said, Vo'era es Hashem, his seeing Hashem, what he described as seeing Hashem, was a much lower level then when Moshe Rabbeinu said, when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki lo yirani odom v'choy, Moshe Rabbeinu's not seeing was a higher madrega than what Yeshaya Novi defined as seeing. You have a child, let's say, that's going to school, a 4 or 5-year-old child, and they learn how to add. And the child says, Hashem, look, I know math. I know arithmetic. I can add. Look, 1 + 1 = 2. And that child saying, I know math, we know is a much, much, much lower level than the person who's 18 years old, who's studying calculus and learning formula or algebra, complicated formulas in algebra, and trying to figure it out and can't imagine how in the world this makes any sense and says, I don't know anything. I don't understand this at all. They're not understanding this at all describes a much higher level than the child that said, I know, I see. This is related to what we elaborated on earlier. This is related to the incredible importance of the holy songs that Jews sing in order to come close to Hashem, singing songs that are made of tefillah, tehillim, especially if we talk about Shabbos, Yontif, a wedding, a simcha, the singing of the holy songs. Ki hanigunim hem bebechinas sosa minagina, because all of these songs are part of the 10 types of song. Shehem klolius kol hatfilois vashirois vetishbochos, which include that term, 10 types of song, includes all the full spectrum of tefillah, shira, shevach, klolius hakoilus kedusha, and includes all types of sounds of kedusha, including Torah. Shehein bechinas chush hashmiya. These are all related to the ability to hear, to listen. she'ikar dveikus Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach la'idei zeh, whereby our main ability to be deeply connected to Hashem is dependent on this, is dependent on these koilos of Kedusha. V'yoyser mima she'kosav kan, muvan l'cholechot v'yechot l'chol chad l'fuman l'mshar b'libe, mailas ne'imus hanigun. And Rav Nosson Zal says, more than whatever I'm saying here, anyone who has a connection to Hashem realizes, each one on their level, the incredible value and importance of a song, the right kind of song. How powerful it is in being able to inspire a person and draw a person close to Hashem. Because Hashem's greatness is infinite. And we can't really describe or define Hashem's greatness at all. But rather, there are certain feelings that each and every person has in their heart, on their level, their perception of how big Hashem is, how great Hashem really is. And each person, based on what they feel in their heart, based on the spirituality that that person has in their heart, can realize she'ikar hadveikus l'Hashem Yisbarach al yedei diburim v'koilos v'nigunim, that the main, deep, serious connection to Hashem is dependent on speech, words, sounds, songs. She'kol zeh hu b'chinas asora min enigina. All of this is included in the 10 types of song. Remember, when the Torah defines creation, 4 levels of creation, plants, animals, inanimate objects, and it doesn't say, it says medaber. Human beings are called medaber. This is where it's at. Everything is at this union of speech, which is koilos, which is tied into shmia, our ability to hear. That's how Hashem communicates to us, even though a person would say, 1 minute, it's not true. Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran that the first step of Hiskarvus to the tzaddik is re'iyas p'nei hatzaddik, seeing the face of the tzaddik. And we know also that the Torah speaks about looking at the letters, oisiois machkimois, that you're supposed to look at the letters of the words that you're learning, the Sefer Torah, when they do have to look at the letters. The answer is true. Right now, Rav Nosson Zal is focusing on this. We'll see, he may mention that also and show us where that ties in. But right now, he wants us to really realize how big, how important, how significant this is, the issue of sakoilois and listening and hearing. Now he addresses the issue of learning. V'gam esek ha-Torah. So too, the study of Torah, u'gam kein b'chinas asora minei negina, is also tied in directly to the 10 types of song. Shezeo b'chinas ha-taimim shebetorah. That's the concept of the trop, the musical notes of the Torah. Shehim lemala lemala mikol habechinois hakedoshos shatoyra klula behem, which the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us, the tamim are much, much higher level than the letters or the crowns on the letters or even the vowels. Ki hatoyra klula mitanta. The Torah is comprised of 4 categories. Shehim ta'amim nekudois tagin v'oisios. Kayadua, as is known. The musical notes, the vowels, the crowns, and the letters. Vize yodua, and it's known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, shebechinas hataimim hein lemala, lemala mikol habechinas tanto shatur klamim, that the taimim is way, way above all the others. Kemavur bekisvei Arizal, as the Arizal explains clearly, it's fine. Utaimim zebechinas negina. These musical notes are song. Bechinas neginois hataimim. And this is why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin regarding learning Torah, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim, sing the words of Torah all day. And those that learn in yeshivas know that there's a song, there's a nigun of when people learn Gemara, how you ask a question, all the different nigunim that are related to the different flavors, different aspects of learning. And very often when you'll see a true Talmid Chacham learning, even if he's not learning Gemara, what it is, he'll be singing some type of a nigun. There'll be a nigun related to it. Kigam Esik HaTorah Ubechinas Nigun Vizimra, because the study of Torah is also referred to as a song. Ukamashikosav, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Kumi Roimi Balaila, get up and sing to Hashem at night, and it's referring there to learning Torah after Chatzos. Take a look in chapter 3 in Likud Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. Linyan Tikkun Hanegino, Aidei Limud Gemara, where Rabbeinu Zal there shows that by a person learning Gemara at night especially, that's the tikkun for being able to hear singing from different sources. Ayin Shom, take a look over there. Ki Iker Klolius Hamshochas Hisgalus Kedushas Avikusul Tachtoinim Aidei Bechinas Koilois, because the all-encompassing way of drawing a revelation of the holiness of Hashem down to earth, down to us, is through koilos, through sounds. Just come on, the Zebuchinas, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, ba'asora ma'amorois nivra olam. Hashem created the world with 10 statements. V'chol ha'amorois, Zebuchinas koil, v'dibur, shebehen nivra olam. And all of these statements are an example of speech, sound. Vehem ikur hachias elikus hamalubash b'chol olamos, and they are the battery that gives life to all of the worlds, the source of life which feeds all the worlds. V'al kein ikur hadveikus shel Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach hu gam kein al yibchinas koiles v'diburim, and therefore the main way that we connect to Hashem is through koil and dibur. K'alidei koiles v'diburim k'daishim medapkim atzman bekoil Hashem, because through our koilos and dibur, we connect ourselves to the koil of Hashem. Shehu ikar hachias elokus hamalubash bechol olamos, which is the aspect of Hashem that's found, that's cloaked in all the different worlds that Hashem created. V'zeh bechinas asorim in negina, and again, this is all the 10 types of song. Shem bechinas chush hashmir, which are the sense of hearing. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start a beautiful, deep explanation of how sound works, sound, music, song. Any questions? In terms of the spheroids that the tamim represent and other things, we need to know that very often these things are relative to certain other factors. It's not a contradiction in any way. Paragraph Yitzayim. And we're going to see that this is all tied into the concept, the three divisions in Klal Yisrael, Shehem Bechinas Yemin Usmoil V'Emsa, which represent right, left, and center, Shehem Klolius HaKedusha Kedua, which represent the full spectrum of holiness, like the word Emes. The Aleph is all the way on the right, the opening letter of the Aleph Beis. The Tuf is all the way on the left, the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and Mem is the middle letter. And Emes is Hashem, Emes is the Torah. Ki koyein hu b'chinas chesed, b'chinas yemin. V'levi hu b'chinas din, b'chinas smoil ha-kodosh. V'Yisroel hu b'chinas rachamin, shekolul mishneihem. Koyein usually represents chesed, the right side. Levi represents din, and din doesn't have to be bad din. Din can be holy din. And Yisroel is the combination of both, which is called Rachamim. We mentioned once, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, that the word Rachamim, we can split it in two. Reish Ches is Bigematria Yitzchok, Pinchas, who represent Din. Remember, Avram is Chesed, Yitzchok is Din, Yaakov is Rachamim, the combination. So Reish Ches is Yitzchok. The remaining letters, Mayim usually refers to Chesed, Meimei HaChesed. So Rachamim is the combination of Chesed and Din. Bechinas Kav Emtzoi, that's that middle channel, Hamachria, which compromises between them. Kayadua Kol Zeh, as all of this is known. V'chol Zeh Hu Kolo BeBechinas HaKoil. And all of this is included in the oil sound, Shehu Iker Hamshocha Selukus, which is the main way that we draw Hashem to us, Shekolu Mehakoil. And Hashem encompasses everything. He also the Sifrei Chachmei HaMuzika, because Rav Nosson Zal says those that study music know Shehu Chochmas HaNegina, which is the Chochma of song, Sheyesh Shorosh Koilois. There are three types of sound in music, in musical instruments. Kiyesh Koil Poshut, Shehu Koil Shoda Moitzim Yipiv, B'mokam Rochav, She'en Mechitza Negdoi. There's the simple sound, when a person speaks or sings in an area where there are no walls, no boundaries, there's the sound that comes out that's not bouncing off any walls or any barriers or anything like that. V'yesh koil choizer, whereas there's what's called an echo sometimes, shehu nikra b'loshon Rabbeinu Zal koil havara, which the Gemara refers to, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, when it speaks about the sound of the shofar, koil havara, an echo, which is shehu hakoil sheshoimim bayar oy bein hehorem agvoyim kishmoitzim koil. That's the kind of sound that you'll hear sometimes in a forest or a person who's in the mountains, and they scream, they yell, and they hear their sound, and then they hear a second sound for the bouncing off like a response. Sheoz shoimim kenekdoi koil havara. There a person will hear a koil havar, it's called, like an echo, ke'ilu acher oimer kenegdoi u'moitzi zakoil vadibor shomoitzi nipid, as if there were another person standing across you and copying you what you were saying. Oi! You say oi, and you hear an oi coming back to you. V'yeshoid koil shlishi, and there's a third sound, shehu ha'koil hamurkov mishnehem, which is a sound that's a combination of those two. Shehu hakoil hayotze mitoch kli dochuk. That's a sound that comes out of when you have a constricted, you have an instrument, a shofar or something like that, which is narrow. Shehakoil poigea miyad ba koil achozer. Where there, the sound coming out of your mouth or wherever it's coming from is striking immediately some kind of a barrier. So that the sound coming out and the sound bouncing back are joining together immediately, and the two become merged together like one. This is that third type of sound. Rav Nosson Zal lived almost 200 years ago, and obviously then also they studied, they knew music, they knew the depth of music, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us the Ruchnius, how this connects to Ruchnius. Kizeh hakoil mishuna miyashmei koilos. Because this sound, that's the combination of koil yosher and koil chayzer, as we're saying, is different from the other two. Shehu koil yosher and koil chayzer. It's the other two are called yosher and chayzer. Kizeh hakoil koil mishneim. This koil is a combination of both. Vizeh hakoil nikro koil chozok. This third coil, which is the combination of both, is called coil chazak, a powerful sound. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, hein yitain bekoiloi coil ois. He gives forth with his voice a powerful sound. Rabbeinu Zal Likutei Moran quotes this pasuk, and the first letters of yitain bekoiloi coil ois spell Yaakov. This is Yaakov Avinu. This is that combination of Avraham and Yitzchak, the combination of Koyen Levi. This is that Koil Chozok, which is a combination of Koil Yosha and Choyze. Nimtza, She'ikar Yisoid Kol HaKoyla Sheboilam Hu Shloisha Koylas Talolu. So therefore, the basis of all different sounds in the world, they're all based on these three. Shein koil yosha, koil choyzer, and koil murkav u'mechubra mishneim. And the third one, that's a combination of both. Ube'elu hashloisha koilois, klulim kol mine koilois sheboilam. And these three include all the sounds, different sounds in the world. Val pi erke hakoilos o'elu, v'tzeirufehem nisyazdu v'nishapru kol mine nigunim sheboilam. And based on the different variations of these three types of sounds and combinations, that's how all the songs and music in the world are all comprised from this. Ki kulam yotzim me'elu hashloisha koilos, all of them come from these three sounds, Shemishtalshel v'yotzimihem kama v'kama shnim rabim, from which there are many different variations, incredible amount of variations. Ki yesh chilukim gedoilim bein haharkovais v'achibur shel kol yoshem kol achoizer. Because Rav Nosson Zal says there are many differences, all kinds of combinations and variations of how the kol yoshem kol achoizer join together. Ki b'mokom shemachitza rokoi ma'oid, because where the barrier, where the wall is far away, shom makirin heite ben koil hayosho v'koil hachoizer. There you recognize a clear difference between your oi and the oi that the second oi that's coming back to you. Ubamokoin tsar. Whereas when you're not in an open place like that, when you're in a narrow area, shom mischabrim yachad kanal, there they join together. V'yesh chilukim gedoyle binyan chabrusam, his chabrusam, there are many differences in how they join together. V'zeu hachiluk shebein tavnis hakelim shel hanagina. And this explains the different structures of the different musical instruments. A flute, a trombone, a guitar, all the different, a trumpet, they're all constructed differently. Milvad shar tainim shesh lamoid binyan tavnis hakelim. Besides other reasons why these instruments are constructed exactly the way they are, from metal, from wood, from this, from strings, bigger, smaller, all these variations, where there are other reasons also, lahorim or lahirid, to raise or lower the sounds of the song or the music, ushar habachina shishbaza, and other aspects of this. And now Rav Nosson Zal makes an incredible statement. Ki chochma zu shel negina, Gedoyla v'yikora mikol hachochmoy sheboilan, kifi ma shevanti mipi Rabbeinu Zal. This wisdom of music is the highest. It's the highest chachma of all the different chachmois in the world. I remember when I got engaged a few months ago, my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, who was going to be my father-in-law, came to meet my parents. So he and his wife came to my parents' house, and they spoke a little, and at one point my parents took out my bar mitzvah album to show them the pictures of my bar mitzvah. And in one of the pictures there, Rav Rosenthal saw me holding an accordion and playing an accordion. And he said to me, "You know how to play accordion? You know how to play music?" And I said, so, because I did take lessons, but I was going to yeshiva at the time. And yeshiva at the time meant leaving the house at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to yeshiva, to daven there, and coming home 7 o'clock at night, and then eating supper quickly, 15 minutes, and running out to get my music lesson twice a week. And they told you, you have to practice. So this went on for a while, and after a while, I saw I couldn't really keep it up that much. But as I say, so he said, "But do you know how to read musical notes?" And I said, "Yes." So he said, "Very good, that's going to come in handy in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, it's going to be very important." Because again, the Sifrei Kabbalah describe the pleasures of Olam Haba and Gan Eden, and it's described as this Olam Hanagina, this incredible high level of song. Question in the chat, isn't Rachamim considered a more advanced quality than Chesed? For example, Yaakov Avinu is the choicest of the Avos, but a Kohen is in a higher Madriga than Yisrael. Once again, everything is relative. It depends on the context. On the latter, in some ways, Chesed is above Tiferes. Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, and Chesed is above Tiferes. And yet, in certain respects, Tiferes is greater than Chesed because it combines both Chesed and Rachman. These are things when the more a person learns Chasidus, the more a person learns Kabbalah, person becomes more familiar with these concepts and realizes that it's not a contradiction. It's never a contradiction. It depends on what in referent, the point of reference and the topic that you're dealing with at the time. Nimtza, Rav Nosson says, we conclude therefore, shekol ha-koilos klulam b'shloish ha-koilos, that all types of sounds are included in these three, shemehem yetzim kol hanigunim sheboilam, from which come forth every type of song in the world, shekulam basar minagina. V'zeh b'chinas koyein levi Yisrael. Ki koyein u'b'chinas chesed, shu'b'chinas koil hayosha, shu'b'chinas chesed, kayodua. V'levi u'b'chinas din, shu'b'chinas koil hachoizer. Why is Levi din korachoizer? I bechol mokon oyer hachoizer hu bechinas din kayadua, because this is one of the rules that we're taught in Sifrei Kabbalah, that whenever we talk about a light that's going out, it's referred to as koil yosher. It's an aspect of chesed. When we talk about returning, coming back, bouncing back, it's an aspect of din, tzimtzum, constriction. V'Yisrael hu bechinas koil hamurka b'shneihem. And Yisrael represents that sound that's a combination of both. Shehu bechinas kav ho'emtzoi. That's that middle channel, hamachria, which is a compromise between both. Shehu bechinas rachamim, hakolol mishneim chesed v'din. And here again, the Tikkunei Zohar speaks about this. The word Yisrael. The word Yisrael is made up this. The Zohar Kodesh has a lot of information about the word Yisrael. But the word Yisrael is made up of two words, Kael and Shir. Kael is Chesed. How do we know? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Chesed Kael Kol Hayoin. Shir, song, is Levi, is the Leviim. The Leviim were the ones who sang. So Shir is Levi, which is the Bechin of Din. And the pasuk says, Yisrael Asher Becho Espoer. The Jewish nation in whom I take pride, Espoer Tiferes, that's the combination. That's Yaakov Avinu, who's the combination. And this would explain also, we've spoken here a lot about the topic of Ish ve'Isha, that Ish is Chesed, Isha is Gvura. This explains why we are called Bnei Yisrael. And again, I had the privilege of hearing this from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that the word, what about Avram Avinu? What about Yitzchak? Why don't we mention, why don't we say Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, ve'Yaakov? What? It's not so hard. Why just mention Yisrael? That the word Yisrael includes all the men and all the women. The Yud is Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Shin is Sarah. The Resh is Rachel and Rivka. The Aleph is Avraham. And the Lamed is Leah. So the word Yisrael is the combination of Chesed and Gvura, Ish and Isha. You see the incredible secrets that you have in the Torah. Every word has incredible secrets showing what the meaning of it is. The Iker, hu Yaakov. The main one is Yaakov. Shekol mishnei hakoilos, who's the combination of both koilos. Vezeu bechinas hapoil koil Yaakov. Now we understand an incredible thing. When Yaakov Avinu is going into Yitzchak Avinu to get the brachas, which we thought were going to go to Esav, Yitzchak Avinu says hakoil koil Yaakov. What was he stuttering? Hakoil koil, no, chas v'shalom, hakoil koil daika. Yitzchak Avinu said the word koil twice. Yaakov kol mishnei hakoilos, because Yaakov Avinu was the combination of both of these koilos. Shezeo b'chinas koil hamurkov mishneim. This is that sound that's a combination of both. B'chinas rachamim kanal. Ki elu hashlosh kavin yemin smoil v'yensa hen klal kol hasfiros v'hamidos. Because these three channels actually include all of the spheros and all the midos of Hashem. Shehem eser spheros, of which there are 10, shekulam kulam shlosha kavan elu. They are all defined by these three channels, right, left, and center, kayadu, as is known. Vese bechinas asora min enegina. And that's why we have 10 types of song. Shehem bechinas eser spheros, corresponding to the 10 spheros. Bechinas shir poshut kofel mishulash maruba, which are also defined as single, double, triple, quadruple. Shekulam b'shem havaya, which are included in Hashem's name Yudke Vavke, shehu klolius ho eser spheros. Hashem's name Yudke Vavke contains in it all 10 spheros. The Yud is chachma, the koitzoi shel Yud is keser, the first hay is bina, the Vav is the six spheros of Chesed through Yisoid, and the last hay is Malchus. So it's four letters, but it's really 10, represents 10. V'chulam klulim b'shloisha koilosanal. And all of this is included in these three sounds, she'emechina shloisha kavin, which are the three channels by which the Sifrei Kabbalah define the spheros. Ki ikar she'em havaya baruch hu, hurak b'china shalosh ha'isiyas. Because when we talk about Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the main aspect of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the first three letters, the Yud Kei Vav. Ki Ois Revi Hu Kofel, because that fourth letter is a double. It's in there already. You have the Hey in there already, that first Hey. Ki Shalosh Ois Yais Rishonos Yud Kei Vav, Shehem Shir Poshut Kofel Mishulosh, Hein Iker Erche Hakoilos. They represent, those first three letters represent the real basic sounds, Shekulam Bishloisha Koilos, which are made up of three. V'acha Sheyesh Shloisha Koilos Seilu Sheyesh Bem Shinuyim. And once we have these three, which are different from each other, Azai Tzrichem Letzarif Ulesader Ulaharechoisam Ulechaber Behem Migunim, then we have to join them together and organize them and put Shezeu Bechinas Ois Revi Shebeshem. That's what the fourth letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei represents. Shehu Ois Kofel. It's a repeat. It's a double letter. Ki Ois Revi U Ois Hei Kemoi Ois Hasheni. Ki Ois Revi Einoi Koil Revi. That fourth letter is not a new type of sound. Rak Bechan Maschil Tziruf HaKoilos V'Chiburam. But rather, that's where those three start joining together in all kinds of different combinations. Lasis mehem nigunim, to make songs. Letzorfom lekololom lechabram yachad, to join them together. Ad asor amine negina, until we get to the 10 different types of song. Shehem bechinas eser sfirois, shebohem kulim kol hakoilis, which include all different types of song. Shehem Klolius Kol Ha'olamos, which also represent all of the different worlds that Hashem created. Shebekulam Melubo Shalukusis Barach, and we know that Hashem is found in all of these worlds. Shehu Bechinas Koilos, in what form? The sound, Kaviyochel Koil. Shehu Bechinas Hakelim, this is the concept of the vessels that the Sfarim speak about. Shehim Bechinas Hachius V'Haneshamos Shebechol Olamos, which represents the life force and the soul of all of the worlds, the battery, like we would say sometimes. Ki HaKoil Hu Avir Kayadua, because sound is air, as is known. V'Ho Avir Hu Chius Ogon, and air is the life of a person. Shehu Bechinas Haneshama, which is also referred to as the neshama, bechinas koil asher nishmas ruach chaim biapo, everything that has a neshama ruach chaim, a living spirit inside of it. V'chol ze kolu b'shloisha koilos, and all of this is included. All of this is based on these three koilos, shehem bechinas shloisha kavim, which represent these three channels that define Hashem's light, kaviyachol, of the ten spheres. This reminds me of when I believe I was 17 or 18 and I had the unbelievable privilege of being invited for a Shabbos to Rav Rosenfeld's house and had the Friday night meal in this house. And I was the only guest there at the time. And for some reason, his children weren't there at the time. I don't remember the circumstances. It was him and his Rebbetzin and myself. And they had the meal in the kitchen, I remember, at the time, because there were only three people. And we had the Suda of Shabbos and Zmiris. And then Rav Rosenfeld took the Likutei Moran and he started saying the Dvar Torah. And the Dvar Torah was chapter 70 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about gravity. Rabbeinu Zal gives a whole incredible explanation of how gravity works. How when you throw something up in the air, it goes to a certain height and then it falls down by itself and the magnetic pull. And I remember sitting there and starting to think, is this a dream? I couldn't figure out what was going on until, you know, he continued a little, and then it got into the Torah. Like, a person hearing this shir says, this is Bittul Torah. What? A shir of music? If I want music, I'll go to music school. This isn't Bittul Torah. This is the highest form of Torah. We're going to see. Rav Moshe Zal is explaining timing, and he's all of this is going to help show us how to serve Hashem better. That's what it's really all about. Shvizrecha, to appreciate the incredible, Rav Nosson Zal writes in the introduction to Likutei Moran, that in this sefer you're going to find things that you're not going to find in any other sefer in the world. Rabbeinu Zal addresses issues and topics that no tzaddik ever addressed, and not in this way, not, and certainly not in a manner that people on our level can relate to it, and it can give us guidance and how to serve Hashem and how to serve Hashem better. To appreciate these holy words. And now, again, it's Erev Shabbos. We're going into Shabbos, going into Lag BaOmer. What is Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is Koilos. Lag BaOmer is Koilos. The singing and the dancing and the crying. All Asorim in Negina you have in Lag BaOmer. All the Jews who would go to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, and those Jews who can't physically go there. But Rabbeinu Zal tells us, wherever a person's mind is, wherever a person's thoughts are, that's where the person is. All the Jews throughout the world that are going to connect to Shabbos now and to Lag BaOmer, we should be zeche to connect to these incredible Asorim in Negina, to the highest levels of Kedusha, and be zeche to get all the benefits from this, and to see the coming, to hear this Shira Chadosha that Moshiach is going to sing, the Shir Chodosh and Shira Chadosha, with the Geula Shleima b'mher b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
During Lag BaOmer, we're talking about the singing and the dancing, and there's also the bonfires.
Yes.
So is the bonfire a shuli thing? Is it a center?
The custom of hadlokas for Rabbi Shimon, there's a sefer called Taimei HaMenhagim, a standard sefer in Kal Yisrael, which has all kinds of clarifications of many halachas, the reason why. On Lag BaOmer, they have like 30 or 50 pages describing all the different customs and the sources of them. Rabbi Shimon is called throughout the Zohar Kodesh Butzino Kadisha, holy candle, holy light. And therefore, it's brought this great, super deep, holy custom that goes back hundreds of years of lighting candles in honor of Tzadikim. Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam, a neshama, is described as a holy candle. And in the Zohar Kodesh, many times it speaks about candles and lights and everything. So, and Rabbi Shimon is also called this avuka, a torch, like a torch. And this is why we have these big fires and little fires, you know, all these different versions. All of them are holy and special, very special, on condition of safety. Obviously, no Jew should chas the chamira sakanta misura. This sakana is much stricter than doing something forbidden. Person makes a fire to make sure that it's controlled and careful and nobody chas v'shalom should be harmed from it. Not from the fire, not from the smoke, chas v'shalom. The firemen know that most people chas v'shalom rachman son that got harmed from fire, it's smoke inhalation. To be careful, careful for sure.
So would you say it's important to attend a bonfire? It's better if you lighting a candle in your house is good and is the same thing. Or...
Both are very good. Mm-hmm. If a person has an opportunity, the more Jews that get together for a mitzvah, mm-hmm. it definitely elevates the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. If all other circumstances are similar, people getting together for a suda or a hadloka on that, but very special if possible. Mm-hmm. In America, Rav Rosenfeld, we didn't have in those days. Recent years, how the world has changed. I was in America 10 years ago or so, and in Flatbush, in Borough Park, there were bonfires in the street. The police, they allowed, you know, there were ways that 50 years ago, there was no thought of this. So there was no hadlok at the time. We lit candles. We had a suda in the shul, a beautiful suda. It was one of the highlights of the year, the suda of Lag BaOmer. And they had a board that had on it the names of Tanoim, different Tanoim, including Rabbi Shimon, and a little lamp. And they would sell the privilege of lighting the lamp in honor of this Tana. And then we would do a rikud with each person holding a candle, going around in a rikud. That was the way it was celebrated then over there, Baruch Hashem. I believe, Be'emunah Shleima, that what Klal Yisrael is going to do in honor of Shabbos Kodesh and in honor of Rabbi Shimon Choli is going to change the world. Every mitzvah changes the world, but this is really going to shake the world up, we hope, in a big way, in a good way.